And we have 15 minutes left, so I'd love to hear what showed up for you. Anything you want to share, feel free. This is our sharing time. It's always interesting to see what shows up in campfire.
I can go first. It is interesting because for me, it's not the first time I'm doing campfire. And usually it's not one, I don't know why, but that's one that I will fall asleep. This is one that there's going to be lots of... anyway, usually it's not like today, so let's focus on how it is today. So for me, it was really smooth. I was connected all the time, so I'm very grateful for that, to see the evolution of myself through all of the process within me to shut down. So I was connected. So yes, big yes. So I was connected, and what happened for me is that I was able to connect with various, I was able to see, to feel, okay, and to go inside. So, and it felt good at the beginning. It was really here on the shoulders that I saw it, kind of it was warm. And then eventually it was like here in my neck. So I'm very grateful for that, for this, because this is kind of the part where I'm very sore, like stuff like that. And as well, like there was something for me today. So I went back snowboarding after 15 years, and I went by myself. I was so proud. I did connect as well with Karin, Kaiton, like also. So I was really happy for this. And then, so the thing is, I think doing it brought so much energy within me, plus the campfire that released like all of the last pain, or anyway, that's chronic pain. So that's very awesome. And also the split was about with the good girl and the angry FU girl, kind of. So I was able to see the bubbles kind of going up and stuff like that. And I was able to see more kind of warmth kind of here and here. So that's how it is for me. So after so much, very grateful. And there was stuff that came into me about stuff that I should do or people that I should connect with.
Perfect.
So I was able to write it down. So I'm grateful for that. So that's how it is for me. So
yeah. I love how your physical body, like the whole process was integrated. So you were feeling in your physical body what was going on as you were kind of like re-merging the psychological parts of you, you know, and the energy that they hold. And then that energy merges, and all of a sudden it's like that energy gets freed up, and then information comes in about things we can do, you know, that couldn't while the split's there, you know, like.
Yes. And also lately what I feel kind of a fog next to me, kind of, and then so I'm trying to, and I know, but I feel it's foggy. So the campfire was very useful for me to kind of cleared that fog, okay, kind of burn it. And then this is after that I was able to enter. So thanks. So that's it. Thanks to you all.
Nice. And it'd be interesting, like campfire, you can bring campfire as far as you want. You could be like, I'm summoning the fog. I want the fog to show up in front of me as I sit in my chair in the campfire. You know, like, so there's no limit to, you know, like you can use campfire for like, okay, I summoned the part of me that had that reaction to that person today to come talk to me. You know, when you became an 8-year-old all of a sudden while you were talking to someone, you're like, what? So yeah, campfire is a really fun tool to play with once you get the grip of it. Yeah, cool.
Thanks. Thank you. Hey, thanks. Cause
campfire. So we can see how far how much you're integrating. You know, like.
Oh yeah, yeah. I see the evolution. Cause yeah, at the beginning I was falling asleep on that exercise, so which in a way I'm grateful. Nice. Hey, thanks.
Who wants to share a little bit next? T'as l'air super pensif, Radio. Ou fatigué, je suis pas sûr. T'es.
Oui, c'est très.
Oh, but you have to talk in English because it's like it's just so that they can understand. Not everyone here speaks French. Okay. There's like four of us on the call that speak French, but you know.
Was like a lot very beautiful landscape in my campfire. Mm. A lot of lights, a lot of lights. The trees were like luminous a lot. Mm. I don't know why. Yes, a lot of lights. And when I asked for the two split to show up, the two parts to show up, it was more like the part of me who afraid to talk, and the part was. On the contrary, always to say bad words. I had a lot of issue about this. I don't know why it just appeared like that. And it was like those two were constantly fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I let them fight around the fire until they came inside with me. And I felt a lot of stuff physically just around my spine.
Interesting.
Yes, and two parts fighting, and I felt physically around my spine, and it was like something it was a reunification a little bit, and I felt very strong on the upper spine and at the base of the skull. Something very, a lot of heat there. It was quite strong. And I let those two parts doing what they want, but it was mixing little by little.
Mm-hmm.
And I try as best as possible, like you say, that not to force anything, not to have any objectives, not any goals, but was very, very emotionally strong as a.
How interesting that both of you, Caro and Raju, it was both in the back of the neck and the shoulders. How interesting. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
And I clearly saw the two parts fighting at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting with like some kind of ends. It was yes.
And that's a reality that we have to consider. It's like there's a lot of parts in us that are at war with each other. You know, it's like no wonder we don't feel safe in the world. You know, it's like, it's not even about what's going on in the world, like. There's already a war going on in us, and then we go out in the world, like, so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a really good one to tap into. How interesting, too, that these are the parts that felt the safest to come up now, you know?
Yes.
They must be so tired of fighting. You know, they're like, we don't know how to stop. Help us, you know, like. Wow. Nice. Oof. Cool. Thank you, Raju. All right. Do we have anyone else that wants to share?
Luis, you ready before me or I go? I go. Because, you know, I wanted to let people talk because I'm born to be a messenger, so I'm a good talker, even if I don't trust myself sometimes, but it's going to come clear once. It was so intense. Mm-hmm. It was so intense that I didn't even know if I'm going to be able to talk or cry.
Mm. And the crying is good. The crying is good.
Your soul, as we are soul sisters since long time now, even before this life probably, came holding me as you always did. The landscaping was beautiful. Like, the landscaping was probably the one that we have where we came from. I was feeling home. I was feeling home. I wasn't even feeling that I was unhurt no more.
Yeah, yeah.
And my something couldn't understand certain words that you were saying, but my soul was saying, you don't need to understand anything. You just need to doing it. And you were saying, like, you don't have to know the goals. You just have to do it. And I was like, you know, I'm like this already, because most of the time I don't understand why I'm doing things. I'm just knowing that I have to do it, you know, so. So I did sat on my white, it was a white chair, you know, the chair that you have when you're going on the beach. Mm-hmm. Wood. I miss the beach so much, you know, so I was in the forest, but from nowhere, it just become like near the beach with my campfire. And I was like, I miss the beach, you know, so. And I sat there and I went into the fire and I didn't expect to live that thing at all, but I am into it. So now that I'm back here, I understand that it just makes sense. It was my little girl who got, and I'm sorry that I'm going to talk about so intimate stuff, but I think we all need to go deep sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
She's been abused in a way with respect, and it's crazy to say, because the people who abused me when I was a child, they did it on purpose of being to become more pure because of my pure love and sexual energy as a healing energy. So it was really, really hard to feel that I let this happen in my life. Just because I know I have a sexual healing, powerful energy that I came here with to doing healing on earth for life, with life. But I didn't realize that I was accepting certain things still today, less than before, but still today, one of my cats wanna come. But... sorry for that. I start crying because I don't need to get abused no more to my healing, you know, like, even if it's powerful, even when I walk on the street and I have people like passing beside me, they don't even know how to handle my energy because I don't know myself, you know. It's like, I know it's intense healing energy, but in this process that you help us to go through, it was having my little girl was crying and feeling so alone and so despair and so like in pain, and my person of now feeling the same thing, knowing that we are separate because of this not understanding thing, that we have this power of healing with the sexual energy without doing sex, without doing abuse relationship, without doing abusing sex, without doing anything dirty like that, you know? So it was really painful because she was like so far and I was like, please, please come. And she said, yeah, but I don't know, because you're creating the same pattern and I'm afraid to go back there because I don't want you to create this again in my life, because at that moment, it hurts me so bad, you know?
Yeah.
So when we came and you said like go slowly and da 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 da, but she was like she wanted to go because it's been a long time I'm working with myself about that. You know that, you know, like it's been a long time working.
She's like I don't want to go slowly.
So it's like come fast, but no, slowly because it's painful. And she came to sit on my lap, and she was like maybe 7 years old and become 8, 12, and 14, mm-hmm. and 20 nice. Something, because it happens on and on and on and on,
of course,
until 5 years ago, you know. So yeah, so yes, thank you.
Wow.
And woo! Really, like when you said like we're gonna heal that thing that separate us, you know, my brain couldn't figure it out, like how we're gonna do that, like
yeah,
what is it, like what, you know. And after this experience, I can say I'm with you 100%. We're going to do it. We're going to all do it together.
Yeah, because this is the beautiful thing. Your brain will understand how we do it after we've done it.
Yeah. But before, though, it creates so much.
Yeah. Before it's like, well, how are we going to do it? And it's like.
Yeah. Until you start the process, like I couldn't go in. Because something within me was like afraid. Something within me was already fighting and struggling.
Of course.
Not knowing that this is what he really needs to stop fighting and struggling, you know. It's like, so yeah, I'm sorry, Louis, that it's so long, you know, but it was a chunk. It was a big chunk. Like,
yeah. Oh, that's so awesome. Again, Karen, I like highly recommend redoing it, you know, like just. Because it's just the campfire is such an awesome place. It's just you can just go sit there and bring things back. Like who needs to talk to me right now? Who's in pain? Who can I love?
But I think campfire on earth is what is one of the things that I love the most. This and the sea. So I was there.
Yeah.
So thank you.
So maybe what we'll do, we'll have a campfire on the beach.
Yeah, please.
All right. We'll have a campfire on the beach sometime in the next couple of calls. All right. Last but not least, you want to say anything, Louis?
Yeah. Today I was more than usual not wanting to come to the call.
Oh, yeah. That's when you know you really need to come to the call.
But this was a bit stronger, this pull, than usual.
Okay.
And I was, like, really trying to figure out, like, how to get out of coming to the call. And I was, like, and I was realizing what was happening. But I still felt that pull. And I was, like, all right, well. And I'm, like, I'm still going to show up, but I came. And I had two splits that came up. At first, I saw one, and then I felt guided to do two.
Sure.
So there was two splits on the my campfire had a bench that was kind of circular.
Yeah.
So then the two sat on the left, two sat on the right, and they were like different colors, almost like one was a darker color, the one was a bit lighter.
Okay.
And that split between them was almost like it was being like closed up. It was closing up. And I could feel it. They were both like structures in my face.
Interesting.
Like cheeks and around here. And I definitely felt the limbic, the reptilian brain and all that. Even before the call, when I first came in here, I felt it very strongly. And I could already feel before we started like the campfire, like stuff that was like already like opening up and softening up. So it was kind of funny to already lead into that, but I feel like even though I knew beforehand, even when we did it, it was like almost like I was finding out about it for the first time. So it was a funny feeling.
This is awesome because like you're just getting to know your defense structure. That's what it does. You know, like they're smart. These defense structures are smart. They know when something can affect the, you know, the process that they hold in place.
Yeah. So
I love that you have that fighting going on, and you even hear yourself like trying to find a way out and trying to do this and trying to do that. And there's this other part of you that's like, clearly I need to be on this call if I'm willing to spend 2.5 hours thinking about how I can get out of being on that call. You know? I love that about you. That's so awesome.
Yeah, that was, I was calling people like, oh, are going to be enough people there tonight for the, and the guy's like, yeah, don't worry about it. They'll figure it out.
Like, oh,
I was like, you sure? But,
wow.
And I'm really thirsty now. I need to drink a lot of water.
Oh yeah, please drink a lot of water. When we do process like this, water, 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 because it's, you need to replenish all the water in you as we go through this stuff, right? Like, we're supposed to change the entire water in our body every day. Most people are not doing that. So drink. So what does it look like? Is it?
Yeah, it closed up, became one like unified being almost. And then when we all three held hands and jumped in the campfire, eventually we became one, like it's kind of merged together. But that one of them had to do with like anger.
Mm-hmm.
And the flip of anger and like victim,
of course. Yeah, typical.
And the other one had to do with like guilt, the flip of being guilty and then feeling like, which are two very common themes that I've usually, yeah, like that are coming up.
Yeah. So for you, that emotional dynamic loop, you can have fun exploring these two, right? It's like the one about anger, you know, how it works, and the one about guilt, how it works. It goes from I feel guilty to like fuck them all, to I feel guilty to fuck them all, like, and just kind of like have fun. See, because it's like the once you catch what's going on, because like we're bringing these parts back into ourselves, and the reality is that you have a defense structure that's still like, it's a reactive process. It's not responsive. It's not like, oh, that's gone, I don't need to do that anymore. That would be being responsive. You know, so there's kind of like a little weird trigger reaction, and you'll be able to catch it when it happens, and you'll be like, and then you kind of bring consciousness into it. Like, no, we're not there anymore. But you can bring that back in the campfire. It's like whatever part is trying to like, you can even bring the defense structure into the campfire, which is very interesting. I did that once. I was like, I want to bring my limbic brain in the campfire. And it looked like a swamp. It's like, I was like, okay. You know, how am I going to talk with this? You know? So yeah, good. Good. Two really fun loops to work with. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. Woohoo! Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Hi. Well, thank you all. It's a very nice call. And yeah, we'll be doing campfire on a regular basis this year, because we're not done. You know, we bring them back in unity. We go in that sacred fire with them. We let them know, hey, I love you. I love you. Let's go. Let's go. Let's grow, you know? Let's grow. And then back together, let's glow. You know, so it's the more all of you is back together. Yeah, grow with the flow. Yeah, as her shirt saying. You know, the more we're back together, the more we're able to glow and shine that light that we are in the world. And then our creations, you know, become much more beautiful. And not only that, but they can come back in and go through all the layers of our being and come back into the core star and create even more individuated God essence. And that is literally, that is the only goal. If there's a goal to anything, that's the goal. That's what we're here for, to create more light. So